come in right now. The process will help you focus your desires, and so you will consciously amplify step one, ask, and now in your absence of resistance, things will begin to happen quickly. If you are usually a good-feeling person who has not established strong habits of feeling unhappy about not having the things that you put into your box, you will experience the immediate positive results of feeling more focused and more excited about life, and the things you have put in your creation box will begin to manifest in your experience right away. In other words, for someone who has not been practicing thoughts of resistance, this process will be all that you will ever need to create a wonderful life. You ask, Source answers. You let it in. You ask, and it is given. If you are enjoying this process, it is serving you in a powerful way. It is helping you focus upon the things you desire. You are practicing the attainment of a consistent vibration that matches your desires, and you are experiencing deliberate creation. And most important, your good-feeling emotion is telling you that you are in the receiving mode right now. Your attention to this process is helping you maintain the vibrational frequency that is required for you to allow what you are asking for into your experience. You are practicing the art of allowing. Abraham, speak to us more about the magical creation box. Imagine that you are sitting in your chair, and next to your chair is a box, a pretty good-sized box, and you know that you are a creator and that this box is your creation. It is your world, so to speak, and you are like a giant, sitting here on this big chair, and you have the ability to reach out anywhere in this physical universe and pluck whatever you want and drop it into that box. So you bring a beautiful house, and you put it in a city that pleases you, and you bring a means of income for you, and maybe a means of income for your mate. You bring all the things you like to do, the beautiful things that you find here and there, feelings of elation, feelings of sensuality, and all of these things that you want, and you drop these things into your creation box. You could play this game as a mental game only, but it is so much more fun if you actually get a box and drop things in that represent your desires. You'll begin to notice that when you put something in your creation box that does not have a pattern of resistance, the universe will bring it to you right away. The things you drop into your box where you do have patterns of resistance will take more time in coming. When visualizing, you have complete creative control. This process may feel whimsical to you, but it is a powerful process, for it will enhance your ability to visualize. Most people offer most of their vibrational offerings in response to what they are observing, but there is no creative control in that. Your creative control comes only in deliberately offering thought, and when you are visualizing, you have complete control. Esther was playing the creation box game as she and Jerry were flying home from New York City to San Antonio one day, and as she was packing and getting ready for the airport, she was mentally dropping things in her box. For example, a beautiful sky, a beautiful clear day. She loves it when they take off from LaGuardia Airport, and she can see all the landmarks that she has come to know and recognize. Such a beautiful place, so many bridges, and all that shimmering water, and all those majestic buildings. She thought about happy flight attendants, joyful passengers around her, and lots of fun on the trip. And then she thought, I hope this United Nations meeting doesn't have the freeways all gridlocked. And then Esther said, Now that's an odd thing for me to bring into my box. I don't want that in my box. As you deliberately put things into your creation box, you will be more aware of when you are thinking about something that you would not want to experience. Your relationship with this creation box will help you recognize the power your thoughts hold. Another example. Jerry and Esther had been looking for an oriental rug for their home. One day, while on an airplane, Esther was tearing pages out of magazines of all sorts of different things for her creation box, and she tore out a page that had a picture of a beautiful rug. When they arrived home, they had several boxes of mail to organize, and as Esther reached into a box, she took out a postcard from a new rug company in San Antonio, and on that postcard was the very same rug. And she squealed, Look how fast this works! That picture had not been in her box 24 hours before a fast and easy means to achieve it was delivered. We want you to feel the fun and joy of the process. Often, when you get something that you have been wanting, your feeling of elation is short-lived. But this game will give you the opportunity to savor the things that you desire longer. And then, the thrill of the manifestation, even though short, will be all the sweeter. Once you begin this process, you will just be knocked over by the effectiveness and efficiency of the enormous non-physical staff that responds to your vibrational requests. When you ask, it is given, and as you play with this creation box, you will learn how to let it in. Process number 3, the creative workshop. When to use this process? When you want to focus upon what is most important to you personally, when you want to be in more deliberate control of the primary areas of your own life, when you want to improve your state of allowing so that even more wonderful things can flow into your experience, when you want to practice a positive point of attraction until it becomes a dominant point of attraction. Current emotional set point range. This creative workshop process will be of the most value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 5, optimism. If you're not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the emotional guidance scale. Like most of the other processes offered here, this one is most effective when you perform the action in writing, but it can also be valuable to play the game in your mind while driving or walking or any time you're alone and have a few minutes where it is not likely that you'll be disturbed. Begin this creative workshop process with 4 pieces of paper, and at the top of each sheet write one of the following headings or categories: my body, my home, my relationships, my work. Now, focus on the first topic, my body. And on your first page, write, this is what I desire regarding my body. Do not work hard on this list. If you cannot think of anything, move on to the next category. Write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire, right now, about your body. For example, I want to return to my ideal body weight. I want to get a great haircut. I want to find some wonderful new clothes. I want to feel strong and fit. Now focus on each statement of desire that you have written about your body and write the reasons why you want each one of those things. For example, I want to return to my ideal body weight because I feel best when I'm at that weight, because I'll be able to wear some of my favorite clothes, because it'll be fun to shop for a new wardrobe. I want to get a great haircut because I want to look good, because a great haircut is much easier to manage, because when my hair is cut well, it takes less time to look good. I want to find some wonderful new clothes, because new clothes always make me feel good, because I like looking good, because I like people responding to me in a positive way, because they always give me a fresh outlook. I want to feel strong and fit, because I love the feeling of stamina, because I love having the energy to do all the things I want to do, because it just feels good to feel good. This creative workshop process will assist you in focusing upon the areas that are most immediate and important to your life experience. When you identify the 4 basic subjects of your life, a focusing of energy occurs. When you make more specific statements of desire, you activate the energy around those subjects even more. And when you think about why you want those things, you can usually be softening your resistance around the subject while you are adding even more clarity and power to the thoughts. Why you want something defines the essence of what you want. The universe always delivers to you the vibrational essence of your desire. When you think about why you want something, you usually soften resistance. But when you think about when it will come to you, or how it will come, or who will help it to come, you often add resistance, especially if you do not already know the answers to those questions. Now, complete the other 3 categories, my home, my relationships, my work. Write a short list of things that easily come to your mind that you desire, right now. About your home, for example, I want to find some really great furniture. I want to get more organized. I want sliding shelves in the cupboards where I keep my pans. I want beautiful tile in my bathroom. And now, write the reasons why you want these things. I want to find some really great furniture, because it's so much fun to make changes, because I love entertaining and I want my home to feel good. because it'll be easier to get organized, because furniture adds so much to a home. I want to get more organized, because I feel better when things are neat, because I work better in an uncluttered environment, because we all get along better when things are in order, because I can accomplish so much more. I want sliding shelves in the cupboards where I keep my pans, because it'll be much easier to find what I need, because I'll feel like cooking more often, because it'll be more convenient to put the pans away when I'm done with them, because it will make the kitchen feel so much better. I want beautiful tile in my bathroom, because it'll make the room more vibrant, because it will add value to my home, because it will be easier to keep clean, because this tile will make me feel good just to look at it. Write a short list of things that come to mind easily that you desire, right now, about your relationship. Choose a relationship that feels most significant to you right now. I want to spend more time together. I want to have more fun together. I want to eat out together more often. I want to relax more and play more often. I want to spend more time together. Because I'm at my very best when we're together. Because there's no one else I'd rather be with. Because we have so many things that are fun to talk about. Because I love this person so much. I want to have more fun together, because that's the first thing we loved about each other. Because I love laughing. Because I love finding even more things to do that are fun. Because having fun feels so good. I want to eat out together more often, because it reminds me of when we first met. Because I love the luxury of someone else cooking. Because I love relaxing in a nice place and focusing on my partner. Because there are so many wonderful things to eat. I want to relax more and play more often, because we're both playful by nature. Because I love the free feeling of just being together to relax. Because our best ideas come under these conditions. Because it enhances our relationship. Write a short list of things that come to your mind easily that you desire, right now, about your work. I want to make more money. I want to feel excited about what I'm doing. I want to enjoy the people I work with. I want to feel a stronger sense of purpose. I want to make more money. Because I want to buy a new car. Because I feel proud of what I'm accomplishing. Because there are so many fun places to go and interesting things to do. Because it will feel good to pay off some bills. I want to feel excited about what I'm doing. Because work is a big part of my life and being happy there is important. Because it feels so good to be really interested in what I'm doing. Because the day moves quickly when I'm invigorated. Because it feels good to feel good. I want to enjoy the people I work with. Because they're a big part of my life. Because we can be of great value to each other. Because every interaction has wonderful potential. Because I like to uplift others. I want to feel a stronger sense of purpose. Because I want to make a difference. Because I love getting a hold of an idea and running with it. Because I love the feeling of wanting to go to work. Because I love the experience of getting a great new idea. This process will help you get your juices flowing toward focusing energy on the four main topics of your personal experience. We would encourage playing this game once a week for a month or so, and then once a month thereafter. Do not try to write everything you want regarding each of the four topics. Just write the things that are most immediate in your mind. This relaxed and simple process will cause an increased activation of the things that matter most to you, and you will immediately begin to see evidence of increased activity in circumstances and events that are associated with these topics. Abraham, speak to us more about the creative workshop process. Like a magnet, you are attracting thoughts, people, events, lifestyles, everything that you are living. And so, as you see things as they are, you attract more of the same. But as you see things as you would like them to be, you attract them as you would like them to be. This is why the better it gets, the better it gets. Or the worse it gets, the worse it gets. People tend to look mostly at what is. The creative workshop process will help you choose what sort of magnet you will be. And so, no longer will you be subject to what others believe, want, or see. For you will be the powerful, deliberate creator of you and your experience. Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. If we were speaking to you on your first day of physical life experience, we would have said to you, Welcome, little one, to planet Earth. There is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have. You are a magnificent creator, and you are here by your powerful and deliberate desire to be here. You have specifically applied the wondrous law of deliberate creation, and by your ability to do that, you are here. Go forth and attract life experience to help you decide what you want, and once you have decided, give thought only to that. Most of your time will be spent collecting data that will help you decide what it is you want, but your real work is to decide what you want and then focus on it, for it is through focusing upon what you want that you will attract it. That is the process of creating. But we are not talking to you on the first day of your experience. You've been here for a while, and most of you see yourselves not only through your own eyes, in fact, not even primarily through your own eyes, but you see yourselves mostly through the eyes of others. And so many of you are now currently in the state of being that what you want to be. The creative workshop process is one where you can achieve the state of being that is your choosing so that you can consciously access the power of the universe and begin attracting the subject of your desire rather than the subject of what you feel is your reality. From our perspective, there is a great difference between that which now exists, that which you call your reality, and that which your reality really is. Even if you may be sitting there in a body that is not healthy, or in a body that is not the size or shape or vitality that you choose, in a lifestyle that may not be pleasing to you, driving a vehicle that perhaps embarrasses you, or interacting with others who may not bring you pleasure, we want to assist you in understanding that while this may be your state of being, it need not be. What we are offering here is the process by which you may spend a little bit of time every day intentionally attracting into your experience good health, vitality, prosperity, and positive interactions with others, all the things that make up your vision of what the perfect life experience for you would be. Another example of a creative workshop. We encourage you to go to your workshop every day, but only for a short period of time. 15 or 20 minutes is enough. It is good if it is a place where you can sit and write, although it can be done in your mind at any place where you are not distracted. But it is not a place where you will enter an altered state of consciousness. It is not a meditative state. This is a place where you will go, clearly giving thought to what you want, so much so that it stirs positive emotion within you. Go to your workshop with an uplifted, light-hearted feeling. If you are not happy, it is not a good time for your creative workshop. Your work here in this workshop is to assimilate data that you have been collecting from your real life experience and to bring that data together in a picture that satisfies and pleases you. During your day, no matter what you are doing, as you are going to your job, working around your home, interacting with your family and friends, collect the data on things you like that you may later bring into your workshop. You may see someone who has a joyful personality. Collect that data and bring it into your workshop later. You may see someone driving a vehicle that you would like. Collect that data. You may see an occupation that pleases you. Whatever it is that you are seeing that pleases you, remember it. Even write it down. And then when you go into your workshop, you can begin the assimilation of the data. And as you do so, you will prepare a picture of self that you will begin attracting into your experience. Here is a broader example of your creative workshop. I like being here, for I recognize the value and power of this time. I feel very good as I am here. And as I see myself as a sort of total package, one that I know is my own creating and certainly one of my choosing. I'm full of energy, tireless really, moving through life experience with no resistance. I see myself gliding about in this picture of self, moving in and out of my car, in and out of buildings, in and out of rooms, in and out of conversations, and in and out of life experiences. I am flowing effortlessly, comfortably, and happily. I see myself attracting only those who are in harmony with my current intent, and I'm becoming more aware of what I desire. When I get into my vehicle and I'm moving to a place, I see myself arriving at that place healthy, refreshed, and on time, and prepared for whatever it is I'm about to do there. I see myself dressed to perfection in just the manner I choose. And it's nice to know that it does not matter what others are doing or what others are thinking about what I'm doing. What is important is that I'm pleased with me. And as I see myself in this picture of self, I certainly am. I recognize that I'm unlimited in all facets of my life. I have an unlimited bank account. I'm experiencing no financial limitations. I'm making all my decisions based on whether I want the experience or not, not based upon whether I can afford it. I know that I'm a magnet attracting whatever level of prosperity, health, or relationships I choose. I choose absolute and continuing abundance, for I understand that there is no limit to the wealth in the universe, and that by attracting abundance to me, I am not limiting another. There's enough for everyone. It's not necessarily about putting a big stash away. For whatever I want or need, I can easily bring into my experience. There's an unlimited supply of money and prosperity of all kinds available to me. I see myself surrounded by others who, like me, desire growth, who are drawn to me by my willingness to allow them to be, do, or have whatever they're wanting. I see myself interacting with others, talking, laughing, and enjoying what is perfect in them while they're enjoying what is perfect in me. We're appreciating each other. No one is criticizing or noticing unwanted things. I see myself in perfect health, in absolute prosperity, appreciating this physical life experience, which I wanted so very much as I desired to be this physical being. It's glorious to be here, making decisions with my physical brain, but assessing the power of the universe through the power of the law of attraction. And it's from this marvelous state of being that I now attract more of the same. It's good. It's fun. I like it very much. And now my work for this day is done. I will leave my creative workshop, and I'll set out for the remainder of this day looking for more things that I like. My work is done. As you enter your workshop already feeling good, and then you bring to your workshop specific aspects of life experience that please you, and as you envision these things in greater detail, your life outside of your workshop will begin to reflect the images that you have created within your creative workshop. This is a powerful tool that will help you create the perfect life for yourself. Process number 4. Virtual reality. When to use this process? When you're feeling good and you want to practice a vibration of allowing. When you find yourself remembering a pleasant experience and you want to extend the feeling longer and even move it to a better feeling place. When you have extra time and you wish to spend it in a pleasant way. Current emotional set point range. This virtual reality process will be of the utmost value to you when your emotional set point is ranging somewhere between 1, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation, and 8, boredom. If you are not sure what your current emotional set point is, turn back to Chapter 22 and scan the 22 categories on the Emotional Guidance Scale. Remember, you live in a vibrational universe, and all things are managed by the law of attraction. And you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Because whenever you achieve vibrational harmony with something because you are giving it your attention, the vibrational essence of it will, in some way, begin to show up in your life experience. So, you could say that the universe responds to your vibrational offering, to your point of attraction, to the thoughts you think, and to the way you feel. The universe is not responding to what has been manifested in your experience, but instead to the vibration that you are now offering. The universe makes no distinction between your actual having $1 million and your giving thought to having $1 million. Your point of attraction is about your thoughts, not about your manifestations. This virtual reality process is not one where you try to fix something that is broken. It is one where you deliberately activate a scene in your own mind that causes you to offer a vibration matching the scene you have activated. And as you practice visualizing pleasant scenes in your mind, these good-feeling vibrations can then become your new set point. Most are presenting the majority of their vibrational offering in response to things, people, and conditions that they are observing. And so, the lives of most people continue to unfold very much as they have been, with no significant improvement from day to day. This is because there is not much thought being offered that is much different from what has already been experienced. However, the game of virtual reality will change that, because an application of this process on any subject you choose will cause your vibration to move far beyond where you are currently standing. Since the universe responds to your vibration and not to what you are living right now, amazing things can now begin to flow into your experience, even though they have never done so before. The thing that we see that most commonly trips you up is that in the contrast, which is necessary and valuable to help you give birth to a rocket of desire, often there is an activation of many kinds of jumbled energy. Usually, in order for you to know that you want something, you have to pretty well have chewed on details or events that have helped you know what you do not want. In other words, when do you speak most clearly about wanting to be well? Usually when you are less than well, correct? When does your strongest desire for more money really kick into high gear? Most likely when there is not enough money. When you are confused, that is when you want more clarity, right? When you are overwhelmed, isn't that when you want more serenity? And when you are bored, isn't that when you want more stimulation? Remember, the creative workshop process comprises three steps. Ask. That is easy. You do it all the time. 2. Answer the asking. That is not your work. Source energy does that. 3. Allow. Be in the receiving mode of what you are asking for. It is important that you realize that steps 1 and 3 are different. When you are focused upon or praying for something you really want or need, often you are not in a vibrational match to the thing you want. Instead, you are a match to the absence of it. When the bills all come at once, there is not enough money to pay them, and you feel frightened and fearful and say, "I need more money." Or you try to use more positive words such as, "I want more money." You are doing step 1. You are setting forth your desire. But you are not in step 3, so you are holding yourself apart from what you are asking for. You are constantly asking. You cannot stop asking. Contrast is evoking the desire from you. Your real work is to find a way to be in the receiving mode. It is similar to wanting to receive a satellite or radio signal. To do so, you have to set your receiver on the same wavelength as the transmitter, or you're going to get static. You are not going to get a clear signal. In like manner, you recognize the alignment of your transmitted and received signals by feeling the alignment of your emotions. In other words, when you are out there in the ragged place where you are feeling frazzled and frustrated or angry and hurt, you are out of alignment. We want you to relax and not be so hard on yourself when you find yourself in a place of negative emotion. Negative emotion is a good thing in that it is letting you know that some tweaking is required in order for you to be in harmony with who you are. If you are really out of sync, in other words, if you can really feel that you are not in a good feeling place, then a more soothing process that we would recommend would be that of meditation. Because when you quiet your mind, you stop thought. And when you stop thought, your vibration automatically rises. Of course, if you can find something to focus upon, something that you can easily appreciate, then the rampage of appreciation process would be an even better one, because you can do it under all conditions no matter where you are. But this process of virtual reality will help you in 2 specific ways. You will become accustomed to the way non-resistance feels, so you can recognize when you have moved into resistant thought in an earlier stage, when it is easier to move back out again. And in every moment that you are in your state of non-resistance, the law of attraction will be responding to you in a positive way. Abraham, speak to us more about the virtual reality process. Virtual reality is a process where you get to choose everything about this moment in time, just like a director in a movie would do. To begin this process, you would first decide, where does this scene take place? Choose a location that feels really good to you. It could be a place that you have visited, heard about, seen in a movie, or even imagined. Is it indoors or outdoors? What time of day is it? Is it morning, afternoon, or evening? Is the sun just coming up or going down? Is it broad daylight? What does the air feel like? What's the temperature? How are you dressed? Who else is there? Choose something that feels good to you. It does not matter if you are alone or with someone else, but it is important that if you choose to bring someone else into your virtual reality, that it feels good to have them there. What kind of mood are you in? Are you laughing? Are you sitting and quietly contemplating? Once you have set the scene, you can imagine what you might say to each other. The purpose of this virtual reality process is to cause you to activate vibrations within you that put you in a place of allowing your well-being. So you would not create a virtual reality where you build your new house with a leaky roof and then bring repair people into your virtual reality to fix the leaky roof. You would not put up ugly wallpaper and then bring some